So please sit comfortably. Take three deep breaths. Breathe all the way down into the abdomen. Breathing in peace and breathing out thoughts. Focusing all your attention on the sensation of the breath as you breathe in and out through your nose. The purpose of meditating on suffering is to realize clearly the manifold faults of samsara, so that you naturally and easily develop a wish to escape such a miserable situation. If you're not strongly motivated to engage in your Dharma practice, you have not yet meditated enough on the suffering of samsara. Without deeply knowing the suffering of cyclic existence, you will not develop strong renunciation for such suffering, and your compassion for the suffering of others will be weak. So think to yourself very deeply, strongly in your heart, I must meditate on suffering in order to develop bodhicitta. Let's take as an example the suffering of being in the womb. For such a long time, you're in an enclosed space. You don't know what's happening. It's dark. There's different smells, different sensations. So that fetus must experience pleasure and pain. That's our nature, because that fetus is created from karma and delusion. If the mother's sleeping and she turns, it affects the fetus. She drinks hot or cold liquids or eats spicy food, it affects the fetus. So even though when the baby's out, the mother, the father, everybody around, they feel so happy, we need to think from time immemorial, time and time and time again, we've been in that situation of being a fetus, having suffering, and then the experience of being born, such a terrible suffering, like being squeezed out between two rocks, and then suddenly in bright lights, the noise, the rough towels, even though they're very smooth, they're very soft, you know, for the fetus, that baby, they would feel very harsh. Everything would feel so disturbing. And from that moment of birth, you start aging. You're getting older by the moment, by the day, by the week, by the month. Fortunately, aging happens slowly. Otherwise, if it all happened at once, it would be a terrible suffering. But we don't notice the body growing, getting bigger and bigger, going through teenage years, having growing pains, the emotions changing, physically changing. At some point, the body stops growing. It appears to stabilize. But then we're getting older. The body's degenerating. So we can have more problems with the body. People have heart problems, blood pressure problems, organ problems. So then sickness can happen. Think of the worst sickness that could happen to you. You go to a doctor, they do tests, you go back, and they tell you your worst fear. Do you think karma and delusion? Or do you think, why me? Why is this happening to me? It could be the food, it could be the environment, it could be the water. We think all of these things, but we don't think karma and delusion as the cause for the suffering. So you think of the worst of the sicknesses, the one that you really wanted to avoid, and now you've got it. And the pain increases. It gets worse and worse. They give you drugs to remove the pain, but they don't seem to work very much. And we're focusing on the pain and the suffering of this one life. But in samsara, we've suffered for so many lives. When you think from beginningless time, I've suffered. But now as a human, a Dharma practitioner, I really understand the nature of this suffering, that it goes on and on and on, life after life, because I create the cause to experience the result. Now I renounce that self-cherishing mind, the self-grasping mind. The willingness to give harm to others. I only want to be of benefit to others. Not to create the cause, to experience the suffering result. Think of anybody that you meet in the street, in the shops, in the mall, and they smile. How are you? I'm fine. How are you? And give them 10 or 15 minutes and then see what suffering they will tell you about. So people smile, they put on a good face, but underneath they have suffering. They don't know how to remove that suffering, but you do, through bodhicitta. You can benefit so many sentient beings, but you need to renounce your self-cherishing, self-grasping that we've clung on to from beginningless time. With each breath, as you breathe out, you let go of this self, this I, this ego, so limiting to your existence, so limiting to your compassion and your love, so limiting to your bodhicitta. Breathe it out, let it go. As you breathe in open heart, open mind, spaciousness. As you breathe out, I, me, me, me. What about me? Let it go. Breathe it out. As you breathe in love and compassion, focused on all sentient beings, no matter their karmic appearance. I want to benefit all sentient beings. And when the selfish concern arises, but what about me? Breathe it out, let it go. That's the troublemaker. That's the problem. Bodhicitta is not the problem. Me is the problem. The ego, the I, that's the problem. Breathe it out. Let it go. Imagine that you're in a large timber house, a house made of wood. You're very comfortable, very pleased that you're in such a beautiful house, handmade timber in the forest. But suddenly, the house catches on fire. And in no time, you're surrounded by flames and falling timber. Imagine how strongly you would seek to escape. When you see samsara as the house on fire and your wish to escape samsara's suffering, if it's as strong as if you were trying to save your own life, you will have developed true renunciation. But if you're not convinced that samsara is completely miserable and threatening, you will never develop true renunciation. And your dharma practice will be weak. are mixed with delusion. And then at the end of the meditation, slowly bring your awareness back to the room that you're sitting in, the cushion you're sitting on, the meditation we've just been doing in your own time. Please finish your meditation.